Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Church, let us remain standing as we go into scripture reading. Today's scripture reading is taken from John chapter 13, 15, verses 34 to 35. It reads, I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. Verse 34, a new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. This is the word of God. Church, please be seated. And today we are very happy to invite our Reverend Dr. Simon Kwai with us as well. So let me just do a short introduction of him. He is the church pastor of Changi Pettany Church, and he has served in various churches around the world in United Kingdom, France, and Malaysia in the past 20 years. And he is currently serving as an adjunct lecturer at Singapore Bible College. And some of his hobbies include running and badminton. So if you're interested, you can also talk to him more about it, okay? So let us invite him on stage as well as our sister Roseanne for the translation. Thank you.
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
今天, 我要跟大家分享的是在数码时代活出生命的榜样。
So today I'm going to share about living a life of example in a digital age.
我想我们大家都认同，我们现在已经进入一个所谓数码的时代。
So I'm sure everyone will agree that we have entered a digital age.
我们要获得知识，已经不是一个很难的事情。It's
no longer a difficult task for us to receive knowledge.
过去我们用 Google Search， 现在我们不再用 Google Search， 我们用 Chat GPT， 我们用其他更好的一些的方式。
So previously we will use search engines like Google， but now there are many other applications that are more advanced like Chat GPT。
所以我相信这一代的人，尤其是年轻人，我们现在要看的，我们现在要知道的，不是我们有多少的知识，其实我们现在很多年轻人都在期待看的是一个榜样。
So in the modern times, our youth are not just anticipating receiving knowledge, but rather to anticipate an example.
是的，尤其是教会，我们面对一个很大的挑战，就是这个世界他们都在期待看到榜样。
So the church actually faces a great challenge, which is that the world anticipates a role model.
我们长老会，我们今年的主题就是要怎样的在数码时代兼顾我们的信仰。
So the Presbyterian Church, our mission, for the coming year is how to strengthen our faith in a digital age.
要兼顾信仰，我们必须要栽培门徒。
So to strengthen our faith, we need to produce disciples.
但是怎样才能够栽培，怎样才是真正的栽培门徒呢？
So what does it truly mean to produce disciples?
我们如何才能够有生命成熟的门徒呢？
How can we produce mature and godly disciples?
有一句话这样说的。
So there's a phrase that says,
要产生敬虔和成熟门徒，我们不可少的条件就是要有敬虔和成熟的门徒。
The necessary and vital condition for producing godly and mature disciples are godly and mature disciples.
什么意思呢?
What does this mean?
只有成熟的生命的门徒才能够产生成熟生命的门徒。
Only godly and mature disciples can produce godly and mature disciples.
换句话说，我们如果要栽培门徒的话，我们不是靠我们的资料。
So if we want to produce disciples, it's not dependent on the materials we have.
不是说你去找一个很好的资料，你就能够栽培出一大堆好的门徒。
It's not about finding good course materials and then you can produce good disciples.
也不是去找一位年轻的传道人，那么他就可以栽培年轻的门徒。
It's not about finding a young pastor who can produce young disciples.
那我想这句话非常重要。
So this is very important.
提醒我们一个很重要的观念。
And it reminds us of a very important value.
只有生命成熟的门徒才能够产生生命成熟的门徒。
Only spiritually mature disciples can produce spiritually mature disciples.
这一句话就告诉我们，今天我们要看的是一个榜样。
So this shows us what we need today is a role model.
一个活生生有生命的榜样。
A role model that is full of life.
而不是一大堆的理论，
and not a whole bunch of theories.
所以另外一个人也这么的说，
So someone once said,
他说在我们的信心路上，我们跟随别人的脚踪。
In our faith, we follow in someone's steps.
你没有发现到，其实我们的信仰这2000多年来，我们都是这样的。
So do you realize in 2000 years of our faith, it has always been like this?
耶稣带领一群的门徒。
Jesus led a bunch of disciples.
这一群的门徒，他们怎样跟耶稣学习呢？
And these disciples, how did they learn from Jesus?
他们看耶稣所做的。
They saw what Jesus did.
他们听耶稣所说的。
They listened to what Jesus said.
他们就是跟随。
And they followed.
他们就是每一天、每一个月、每一年，他们就是跟随耶稣。
And every day, every month, every year, they followed Jesus.
然后我们看到耶稣的门徒，他们怎样栽培另外一批的门徒呢？
And we saw how Jesus' disciples brought up the next generation of disciples.
同样的，就是跟随。
Similarly, also by following.
所以在我们的信心路上，我们是跟随别人的脚踪的。
So in our journey of faith, we are following in someone's steps.
同样的，我们要在我们信心路上留下脚踪来指引别人。
So similarly, in our journey of faith, we also leave footprints behind to guide others.
那我想弟兄姐妹，这个就是门徒的一个很重要原则。
So that's a very important principle in discipleship.
我看我们在这里都是年轻人。
So I see a lot, most of us here are young people.
圣经也告诉我们。
So the Bible also tells us.
不要小看你年轻。
Do not look down, do not let others look down on you because
对不对?
You are young.
你还记得吗? 是谁说的?
Who said this?
保罗说的, 他对提摩太说的。 Paul, say to Timothy, 他对提摩太说，他说不要叫人小看你年轻。
Do not let others look down on you because you are young.
总要在原理、行为、信心、爱心上都做信徒的榜样。
But in always be a role model for the younger ones.
那各位年轻人，
brothers and sisters,
你的朋友他们现在要看的是榜样。
What your friends want to see is an example.
真的，他们在期待榜样。
They are anticipating a role model.
一个活生生的榜样。
A role model full of life.
这个世界在期待这样的一个榜样。
And the world is anticipating such an example.
他们在寻找生命的榜样。
They are looking for a life example.
你就在他们的当中。
You are already among them.
我想这个对我们来说是一个很大的挑战。
And this is a great challenge.
但是对我们来说也是一个很好的机会。But
it's also a great opportunity.
让我们能够活出一个有生命的榜样。For
us to live out an example for others.
如果你好好的看圣经，你发现到在圣经里面，他教导的原则就是榜样。In
the Bible, you will find that the main principle they teach is example.
跟我们学习，我们外面世界的教义是不一样的。Compared
to the world's teachings, this is very different.
我想我们在外面读书，很多时候他们只是给老师们给我们的是知识，对不对？
When we study in school, what the teacher teaches us is knowledge.
可能我们学的是知识，我们根本不需要看他的榜样。
And we don't, maybe we don't need a lot of examples.
但是在教会里面，如果你好好看圣经，你发现到。 圣经所强调的是生命的榜样。
But what the Bible emphasizes is a life example.
好像我们刚才所读的。
Just as what we have read earlier.
主耶稣说，我给你们做了榜样。
Jesus said, I have set you an example.
耶稣讲这句话的时候，是他在这个最后的晚餐的时候。
Jesus said this before his crucifixion.
对，就是他要上十字架之前。
So right before he was about to be crucified.
换句话说，他已经在三年多来都给门徒们看到一个榜样。
Before this, he had already shown examples to his disciples for the past 3 years.
他不是单单说罢了的。
He wasn't just speaking.
他给他们看到活生生的榜样。
He let them see an example through his.
所以他说：“我给你们做了榜样。”
And so he said, "I have set you an example."
叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。
That you should do as I have done for you.
什么叫做榜样?
What does it mean to be an example?
榜样就是人家看到你的时候,
is when people see you,
他可以照着你做的去做,
they can do based on what you have done.
那我不懂大家你怎样的栽培一个刚刚信主的一位的基督徒。
So how do you guide someone who has newly accepted Christ?
你怎样的告诉他要读圣经?
How do you guide them and tell them that they should read the Bible?
很多时候我们都说，哎，你要读圣经。
A lot of times we will say to them, you need to read the Bible.
你读圣经的时候呢，你要问为什么。
When you read the Bible, you need to ask yourself why.
你要看上下文。
You must read the text.
然后你要找出这位神是如何的一位神。
You need to find out what kind of God is our God.
然后你看这段经文里面有什么是我们要防备的。
And when you read this verse, you need to see what you need to guard yourself against.
你知道最好教你的初信的人读圣经是什么方法吗？
Actually, do you know the best way to guide someone how to read the Bible?
什么方法？来，我们一起读圣经。
Come, let's read the Bible together.
告诉他我们一起读。
Tell them we need to read this together.
你读给他看。
And then you show them how to read the Bible.
你如何灵修，你就灵修给他看。
How you do your devotions, you do it with them.
你可以用 Zoom 来跟他一起灵修。Zoom.
You can do it over Zoom.
你不需要教他怎样的读圣经。
You don't have to. This is how you should teach them to read the Bible.
Yeah, 你就带着他。
And you bring them along with you.
你知道今天很多刚刚信主的人，他们不懂得怎么祷告。
So today there are a lot of new Christians who don't know how to pray.
你怎样教他祷告？
How do you teach them to pray?
你说祷告很容易的。
Say, oh, prayer is easy.
祷告就是跟神说话。
Oh, you tell God, oh.
祷告就是跟神说话嘛，
oh,
对不对
？So prayer is just speaking to God.
你要称呼神，亲爱的天父。
So you tell God, dear God.
然后你说要说什么都可以。
And then you tell him whatever you want to say.
真的要说什么都可以吗
？Is that true?
真的要说什么都可以吗
？Is it true that?
Okay, 然后我们说奉主耶稣的名。
And then you say in Jesus' name.
很多时候他回去了，他也不懂要怎么祷告。
A lot of times after they return home, they still don't know how to pray.
他只讲一两句，他不懂要怎样讲下去了。
They may say one or two sentences, and then they don't know how to continue.
你要怎样的教他祷告
？How do you teach them to pray？
你要怎样教他祷告？很简单的。
It's very easy.
来，我们一起祷告。
Come, let us pray together.
你跟他一起祷告。
Pray with them.
你有一个的榜样，你有一个的方式，让他可以看得到的。
Be an example for them and show them how to pray.
你不需要叫他祷告。
You don't have to tell them.
你开始，你先祷告给他看。
But you pray for them to see.
跟他一起祷告。
And you pray with them.
那弟兄姐妹，这个是我们今天这个时代我们最需要的一种方式。
Brothers and sisters, this is a method that we really need today.
耶稣给我们看的一个方式。
And it's an example that Jesus has shown us.
他先给门徒们做了榜样。
He first left an example for the disciples.
然后呢，他说：“你们照着我向你们所做的去做。”
And he said, "You should do as I have done for you."
同样的，耶稣没有先告诉他们：“你要彼此相爱，你要爱你的仇敌。”不是单单这么说。
And Jesus didn't just tell the disciples, "Oh, you need to love each other."
你看，主耶稣，我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。
He told them, "A new command I give you: love one another."
但是接下来那一句话非常重要。
But the following line is very important.
因为如果我是门徒，我也会问这个问题：那我要怎样彼此相爱
？Because if I were a disciple, I might be asking myself, "Then how should I love?"
每个人对彼此相爱的观念都是不一样的。
Everyone's opinion of this is different.
所以主耶稣说什么呢
？And what did Jesus say?
过去这三年来，我怎样的爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。
As I have loved you in the past 3 years, so you must love one another.
你看主耶稣他怎样爱他们
？So they saw how Jesus loved them.
我想门徒他们一定知道耶稣怎样爱他们。
And the disciples clearly they should know how Jesus loved them.
因为这三年多来，他跟着耶稣，他看到耶稣怎样爱他们。
Because in these 3 years following Jesus, they saw how Jesus loved them.
他深深地体会到耶稣怎样爱他们。
And they deeply felt how Jesus loved them.
而且耶稣也为他们钉死在十字架上，这些的画面都是很深刻的印在他们的心里面。
And Jesus died on the cross for them. These images are deeply carved into their minds.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Brothers and sisters,
有时候我们唱诗歌，我们也是有动作的，对不对？
A lot of times when we worship, we have actions.
你怎样告诉弟兄姐妹有动作
？How should you teach the congregation to do the action?
你说开始举起你的右手，之后你举起你的左手，然后两个手放下来。
So do you say, first you raise up your right hand, then you raise up your left hand, then you put your hands down?
你会这样的教吗
？Will you teach them like that?
我想你应该不会这样说的。
Probably not.
你会教一个人在这里。
You probably have someone on stage.
然后你说你们就跟着他就好了。
and you say, "Oh, please follow this person."
是吗？我想这个是最有更有效的一个的方式。
So this is a more effective method.
你不需要说的太多。
You don't have to say too much.
你就做给他看。
You just do provide an example for them.
当他看到了，他就跟着你的方式去做。
And after they have watched it, they know how to follow along.
可能我们说啊，耶稣是一个很完美的人，我不完美，我怎么都给榜样呢？
And so we might think to ourselves, but Jesus was perfect, and I am not. So how am I supposed to provide an example?
那你发现到保罗他也这么的说。
So we find that Paul actually said the same thing.
保罗不完美，对不对？
So Paul was imperfect, right?
保罗不完美。那保罗也说，他说我凡事给你们做榜样。
So Paul said, in everything I did, I showed you.
叫你们知道，叫你们知道。I show you.
I show you.
Yeah, I show you. 让你们知道哈。Let you know 啊，其次他意思让你知道，所以换句话说哈，保罗不是要让他们只是听到，让他们能够学习 ，OK？ 他是要能够看到的，应当这样劳苦扶助软弱的人，又当纪念主耶稣的话说，施比受更为有福。
So Paul didn't just say it to them, but rather he showed them through his actions that by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak, remembering the words from the Lord Jesus.
同样的，他也说，弟兄们，你们要一同效法我。
And he also said, to join together in following his example.
也当留意看那些照我们榜样行的人。
And to keep your eyes on those who live as we do.
你看，保罗他很有信心的对着教会的人说。你们要一同效法我。
So Paul said with great confidence that they should join together in following his example.
那我真的很盼望有一天你能够对其他弟兄姐妹这样说。
So I really look forward to a day where we can tell our fellow brothers and sisters the same thing.
有吗？有没有这样的人哈？
Do we have such?
你们一同的来效法我。
Where you can say join together in following my example.
我们今天常常听到是什么呢？
What do we hear very often these days?
你们只要听我所说的。
Just listen to what I say.
那我所做的你不要效法了。
Do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah, 对对 ，do as I say, not I do. 很多时候我们有时候做爸爸的，很多时候讲这句话哈。
So a lot of times when we teach, we say this.
就是你不要跟着我所做的。
Don't follow my example.
你就听我说的就好了。
I just do as I say.
那我希望我们教会的父亲哈，千万不要讲这句话哈。
So I hope that the parents in our church don't say this.
你立好不好？我们立下心志。
But we.
我们立下心志哈。
We pledge to.
Yeah, we could commit ourselves.
And commit ourselves.
我们要说不，我不是单单要你听我所说的。
To tell our children, no, not just do as I say.
是可以学的。
But you can learn from my example.
你可以来效法我的。
You can follow my example.
而且你可以留意看，你看保罗他说什么，留意什么？
And Paul
看
also says,
，keep your eyes on. 他是说你要留意看，你可以看得到的，不是听罢了，你可以看得到的。
And Paul also says we need to watch carefully the actions of others around us.
我相信今天有一些新朋友来参加我们的教会的聚会生活，跟我们一起生活，跟我们一起敬拜，其实他们就是在看。
So I believe that when new friends they join the congregation and they join us in worship, join us in listening to the sermon, that they are actually watching.
他看我们怎样的敬拜。
They're actually watching how we worship.
看我们怎样的听到。
How we listen to the sermon.
看我们如何的沟通。
And how we communicate with each other.
其实他们都是在留意看。
And actually they are watching carefully.
所以保罗说，你们要一同效法我，也当留意看那些照我的榜样行的人。
And so Paul says. Join together in following my example, and keep your eyes on those who live as you do.
所以弟兄姐妹，是的，其实榜样是教会最有效的一种的方式。
So brothers and sisters, providing an example is the most effective way to build disciples.
我们发现到，其实今天有很多人从小就在教会里面长大的。
So a lot of us we grew up in the church.
你们当中有没有你出生就在教会慢慢的长大的有没有？举手一下看一下自己是不是很多这样的人。
Were born into the church.
Okay, 我的孩子也是一样哈，出生就在教会长大的。
So my children also grew up in church.
参加儿童主日学、少年主日学、团契小组，其实慢慢的这一些人都懂很多的真理。
they attended Sunday school and then they joined the youth congregation and they continued to participate in fellowship.
我发现到这些年轻人, 比如说在我孩子小的时候,他们常常面对一个问题是什么呢?
And they learn many truths, but often they run into a road bump, and what is this?
他们常常面对的问题就是怎样的把圣经里面的理论真的能够活在他们的生活当中。
So they don't know how to live out these truths that they've learned in Sunday school in their everyday life.
这个是很多年轻人所面对的问题。And
so this is a challenge that many young people face.
尤其是从小在教会长大的孩子们。
Especially those who have grown up in church.
他们听了很多道理。
They've heard many truths.
但是很多时候他们感到很挣扎, 因为当他们出到这个的世界的时候, 他们真的不懂要怎样活出来。
But they struggle when they are out in the world because they don't know how to live out these truths.
那如果我们这一代的人, 我们在教会里面, 我们活的是一种的生活, 然后我们出去世界活的又是另外一种的生活。
So if our generation, we act one way in church, but we act another way outside.
我们在告诉我们下一代人什么, 我们在给他们什么信息呢?
What message are we giving to the next generation?
你知道我们在给他们一个什么信息吗?
What message are we giving to them?
他们就觉得, 你看, 好像圣经只能够说, 不能够活出来的。
They might think to themselves, oh, so whatever the Bible teaches us is actually not something that can be lived out.
他们觉得圣经好像根本不能够真实的活出来，没有作用。
The truths in the Bible are ineffective; they cannot be lived out.
圣经很好。
So the Bible is very good.
但是它在我们的生活里面，它没有作用。
But there's no use in our lives.
所以他们在期待一个榜样。
So they anticipate an example.
那么当他们看到这一种所谓的 你在教会活的是一种的生活，在世界另外一种生活的时候，
And when they see people acting one way in church and acting one way outside of church,
他们觉得我们教会的人很多都戴着面具。
They'll think to themselves, oh, all these people in church, they are like wearing a mask.
他们很虚伪。
They are very hypocritical.
那你想一想, 如果我们在教会我们的第二代的人, 他们是活在这样的一种的文化里面的话，
So if our next generation is living in a attend a church with this kind of culture.
第一，可能他就跟我们学榜样。
The first is they might learn from example.
什么榜样？
What is the example?
在教会这样生活，然后在外面另外一种的生活。
To live one way in church and to live another way outside of church.
他们就学了这个很好的榜样。
And they learn from this very good example.
就是一种很虚伪的一种做法。
A very hypocritical culture.
我们叫做面具文化。
We call it a masking culture.
Yeah, 但是有可能他觉得教会不能够在他生活里面产生作用。
Or they might feel that the church is not able to do anything for them in their lives.
所以可能他就会离开教会。
And they might leave the church.
他觉得很浪费时间。
They feel that church is a waste of time.
所以弟兄姐妹, 这个是我们这一代的人要留意的一些事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is something that we need to take note of.
我们在数码时代, 让我们能够活出一个活生生生命的榜样。
That we need to live out a life, an example, sorry, a life-filled example in
yeah,
this digital age.
有人讲这样的一句话,
so someone once wrote this.
他说：“我情愿看到一篇讲道理，而不愿每日听道理。”
I'd rather see a sermon than hear one any day.
我情愿你陪我同走，而不愿只指引方向。
I'd rather one should walk with me than merely tell the way.
最近我在想我的教会要怎样做门徒栽培。
So I was recently thinking to myself, how do I develop disciples in the church?
我不想给这个名叫做门徒栽培。
I don't want to call it developing disciples.
我想要给他另外一个名叫 Journey with You.
I want to give it a different name, 就是 陪你 同走。
伴你同行，伴你同行比较好听哈。伴你同行，就是这样的一句话，就是我情愿你陪我同走，而不愿只指引方向，因为眼睛是更好的学生，比耳朵更专心听从。The
eye is a better pupil and more willing than the ear.
所以他说，细心教导有时还会迷惘。
find counsel is confusing.
但是亲自示范必全然清楚。
But example is always clear.
就好像刚才我所说的，你带他一起祷告，你跟他一起读圣经，这个是很清楚的。
Just as if you pray with them and you read the Bible together with them, this is the clearest example.
我也许会误解你善意存全的劝诫，但是我绝不会不明白你的行为和生活。
For I may misunderstand you and the advice you give, but there's no misunderstanding how you act and how you live.
那 我发现到，我在彼得前书第二章的时候，彼得他说了这一句话，他说：“你们蒙召原是为慈，因基督也为你们受过苦，给你们留下榜样。”
So in 1 Peter it says, "To this you are called, because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example."
我在想，当彼得写这句话的时候。
So as Peter was writing this,
肯定耶稣基督的榜样深刻地印化在他的心里面。
Jesus's example was clearly ingrained in his heart.
当他写这句话的时候，其实他已经年老了。
Actually, when he wrote this, he was already very old.
已经是可能30年、40年前的事情了。
And perhaps it was already 30-40 years since he had first followed Jesus.
但是耶稣的榜样很深刻地放在他的心里面。
But Jesus's example for him was ingrained deeply in his heart.
所以他说，给你们留下榜样，就是说，其实耶稣给他留下一个很深刻的榜样。
And he said, leaving you an example, Jesus was an unforgettable example for him.
所以教你们跟随他的脚踪行。
That you should follow in his steps.
所以弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters.
我想可能你的生命当中也是有一些人给你留下一个很深刻的榜样。
I'm sure in your lives there are people who have left indelible marks in your heart.
我也希望你这一生当中，你要给别人留下很深刻的榜样。
And I hope that in your lives also you will leave indelible marks on others.
一个跟随耶稣一种活生生的榜样。
Just as Jesus left an impression on you.
至少给我们的这一代的人，给我们下一代的人。
And leave it behind for the next generations to come.
那到底我们要怎样的活出榜样呢？
So how do we live out an example?
那第一很重要的。
The first very important.
你不需要成为完美的人。
You don't have to be a perfect person.
我们今天每一个人都知道这个世界是没有完美的人。
And today everyone knows that there is no perfect person.
你不要装成你很完美。
You don't have to pretend that you are perfect.
你越装你很完美，人家会觉得越加恶心。
The moment you pretend that you are perfect, people will just find it really gross.
不需要完美。
You don't have to be perfect.
只要真实。
You just need to be real.
所以榜样呢，你知道吵架也可以成为一个榜样，对不对？
Do you know that fighting can also be a good example?
你在家里吵架，其实也是可以有一个榜样。
When you fight at home, it can be an example for others.
你不提高声的。
You don't have to raise your voice.
你会讲道理的。
You can be logical.
那这个就是给你的下一代留下很好的榜样。
And this will leave behind a good example for the next generation.
而且圣经告诉我们，我们要彼此饶恕。
When the Bible tells us we need to be forgiving.
当圣经说要彼此饶恕的意思，就是你会得罪人，人家会得罪你，对不对？
What it means is that you might offend others, and others might offend you.
所以我们还是会吵架的。
So we will still get into disputes.
我们还是会彼此有伤害。
We will still hurt each other.
但是不同在哪里？
But what is the difference?
诶，我们会饶恕。
Is that we will forgive.
我对，所以这个就是榜样。
So this is an example.
所以榜样不需要完美。
So examples doesn't have to be perfect.
在不完美当中，我们也可以留下很好的榜样。
And even in our imperfections, we can leave behind good examples.
所以请记得，你现在就可以成为别人的榜样。
So please remember that you can be an example for others.
另外一点很重要的，如果我们要怎样活出榜样。
Another point.
你要怎样活出榜样？
How do you live a life of example?
有一句话非常重要的。
There's a quote that's very important.
你不能给人你没有的。
You cannot give others what you don't have.
可以吗？你跟身边人讲一下好不好？
So you can tell the person
beside you. 你不能给人你没有的。
You cannot give others what you do not have.
你要记得哈。
You need to remember this, really.
你是不可能给人你所没有的。
There is no way you can give another person what you don't have.
你只能够给人你有的。
You can only give people what you do have.
如果你内心里面你没有爱。
If in your heart you do not have love,
你不可能给人爱,
there's no way you can show love to others.
如果你内心面只有恨,
if you only have hate,
很多人的眼睛是很雪亮的,
a lot of people they have very bright eyes.
你只能够给人恨,
you can only give people hate.
所以如果你要给人爱, 你必须要有爱,
if you want to give someone love, you have to have love.
所以请记得,
so please remember,
你不能给人你所没有的,
you cannot give others what you don't
你有什么,
have.
你才能够给人什么?
Only what you have, then you can give it to others.
那你要问自己一个问题,
so let me pose you a question.
你有什么?
What do you have?
你有什么?
What do you have?
你就给人你有的那些东西,
and give other people what you do have.
你知道表演跟榜样有什么不同吗?
What's the difference between a performance and an example?
表演是活出你没有的,
a performance is living out what you don't have.
你看梁朝伟，哇，他打功夫很漂亮，对不对？梁朝伟啊，
梁朝伟，很重要。 He's very good.
Tony Leung,
he's very good at martial arts.
但是是表演罢了。
But that's just a performance.
根本没有的。
Actually, he doesn't have the skills.
甄子丹就不同了，对不对？ 甄子丹叫什么啊？英文名我不懂了啊。也是 Tony 啊 ，Tony Yan。 Donnie，对 ，Donnie Yen。
On the other hand, Donnie Yen is a different story.
Yeah, 他真的是功夫来的。
So what? The martial arts that he does.
所以请留意， 表演是活出你没有的。
So performance is living out what you don't have.
榜样呢，是要你活出你有的。
But example is living out what you do have.
所以我们今天要学的榜样，就是你要活出你有的。
So today the example we learn is to live out what we have.
那你说如果我没有怎么办呢？
You might think to yourself, but what if I don't have it?
感谢神, 圣经有这样的一句话,
that in the Bible it says,
先读中文, 然后我们来读英文好不好? 来, 一二来, 使你们被充满, 得着神的一切丰盛, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. 这是保罗对教会的祷告。
This is Paul's prayer for the church.
他说, 但愿你们能够被充满, 你得到神的一切的丰盛。
He says, may you be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God.
那如果你觉得你没有的话,
so if you think that you don't have,
你可以来向神求,
you can come to God in prayer.
你给我,
God, give it to me.
求你的灵来充满我,
may your spirit fill me,
让我能够慢慢地活出你丰盛的生命,
that I may live out the fullness of God.
我再说, 这个数码时代, 世界都在期待一个榜样。
So in the digital era, the world anticipates an example.
一个让人们可以模仿的榜样。
A role model for all men to follow.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们求你帮助我们。
Lord, we pray that you help us.
求你来充满我们。
We pray that you fill us.
活出你丰盛的生命。
So that we may live out a full life.
让我们周围的人能够看到一个活生生的榜样。
That the people around us can see an example in our lives.
继续对我们说话。
Continue to speak to us.